Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
Now, I'd like us to read from the book of Luke chapter 10. Now, what I want to bring out starts actually from verse 1. It said, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. And then he told them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Then he gave them certain instructions concerning what they were supposed to do, how they were to carry no money bag or any extra provisions, and go in, bless whichever house they are going to stay in. And then when they get there, this was what he told them to do. From verse 9, heal the sick, all right, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near you. Now, he said all these things and many other things. Now, where we are really going is the story around when the people came back. Now, let me read from verse 17. Now, the Bible says that then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said in verse 18, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, I have read this to explain the point I was on earlier concerning the fact that Satan is a defeated foe. I'm explaining the issue of the power of death and the victory that is in Christ Jesus. That Christians, believers, if you are truly a believer in Christ Jesus, Satan does not have any power over you. I need to emphasize that. Now, what happened here, Jesus sent people out, and he sent them out in his name, giving them instructions that they should minister like he would minister. And these were places that he was planning to go to. Go ahead and minister before me in the same power with which I minister. And then they came back and they saw a lot of miraculous manifestations. They said even that those are the most difficult things. People before Jesus had tried some things, but dealing with demons was a difficult problem. So they said even the devils were subject to us. Demons will fly out when we mention your name. And then he now explained to them, which is actually where my message is, the reason why this thing happened. He said, I saw Satan fall. Now, if you read some other translations, he would say something like, I was beholding, all right? Satan fall from heaven. I use the New American Standard. He said, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. I'm bringing out an issue here. He said, because of that, let me paraphrase, I was able to give you power. Are you following what I'm saying? The power of the knowledge that I have was what gave me the confidence and the authority to send you out in my name. I'm bringing out an issue. That you see, faith, let me explain something about faith. Faith is not to steal your heart, you know, become stubborn in your desire. Sometimes people trying to explain the principle of faith, they think faith means that I am so stubborn in what I want that I won't change my mind. Sometimes that is pure foolishness, because there have been people that have gone before God and they have been stubborn in their desires and they got what they wanted and it did not bless them. And there are many examples like that from the scriptures. When the people first asked for a king, God warned them, I don't want you to have a king. But they insisted. Therefore, God told Samuel to go and appoint a king for them, and that was how Saul was appointed as their first king. Now, notice this. They insisted. So faith is not stubbornness. I have asked God for this. I will never change my mind. I know he's going to give it to me. It may sound like faith, but that's not necessarily what faith is. The people said that, we are tired of eating manna. Can't God give us food? Or something else more delicious? We want to eat meat. God said, fine, you are going to get meat. They got the meat and it didn't bless them. What am I trying to explain? That you see, when you stubbornly hold on to something before God, it is possible you will get it. But that doesn't guarantee that you'll be blessed by it. Are you following the point I'm making? I have seen people who have insisted that this is the kind of person I want to marry, must be from this area, must look like this, and they got it and accept that that person never blessed them, and at the end of the day, they regretted it. I'm going to bring out something. What is real faith? Real faith is to discover what God has done and to, based upon that, arrange your life. You're following my point? That is, real faith is to know what has happened in the realm of the spirit. Because the Bible says, by faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So what we need is to understand the frame upon which our life is supposed to be built, and build accordingly. That's God's word. That's what faith is. Faith is not a stubborn way of getting everything that you want. Are you getting my point? There are people who have given up that which they have because of faith. Moses, because of faith, left the palace and began to dwell among slaves. Moses, because of faith, went into the wilderness and dwelt for 40 years. Because of his faith, he returned to Egypt. Now, get what I'm saying? It was because he understood the purpose of God, and trying to walk with God was what led him to all these places. That's what real faith is. It's not the way by which I stubbornly get everything I want from the hand of God. I'm bringing out something. So faith is based on what? Understanding. Faith is based on knowledge. If I get to know God, I understand the way he is, then I can operate because of what I know that he has done. I'm bringing out something about Satan now. So Jesus said here, you saw a lot of manifestations. It's because I, your Lord and Master, who sent you out, had an understanding. I saw into the realm of the Spirit. And what did I see? I beheld Satan. I was watching and he was falling. Therefore, I give you power. Do you understand my point? Over serpents and scorpions and every work of the devil. Why? Because I know he has fallen. And therefore, nothing shall by any means hurt you. What am I saying? This was what happened concerning your life. This was what happened about your relationship with the devil. Now, I know why I said that. Quickly, let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews chapter 2. I'll read from verse 14. Trying to explain the principle of the power of death and the victory that's in Christ Jesus. Concerning your life, if you are a believer, God said this. This was what Jesus did for you. From verse 14. He said, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shed in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. And in verse 15 he says, and release those who fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Please notice this. What did Jesus do through his death, through the power of his cross? The Bible said he destroyed him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Please get the point. This is my assignment. If somebody is a minister of the word of God, he said, say to the cities of Zion, behold your God. What am I explaining this time around? I'm saying to you, behold what God has done for you concerning that devil you have been praying about every night. Are you getting the point I'm making? Listen, people talk about ancestral spirits and ancestral curses. You must understand what God says about your life if you're a believer. He says that there is a group of people that have been born, not of the will of flesh. Are you getting my point? Not of natural descent, but through the will of God. Who are those people? They are those who have believed in the Lord Jesus. Therefore, their ancestry is drawn from God through the Lord Jesus Christ into their present life. Therefore, you can come from any village. I don't care if your father was from Haiti. You know someone by hate, where the seat of Satan is on the earth today, it doesn't have any power over you. People say you need deliverance. They've told me several times, things like that. I tell them, I don't believe everybody needs deliverance. If you're a baby Christian and you cannot handle truth, fine, we'll pray with you. But the fact is that you should behold, and that's what I'm teaching, that you behold Satan falling. He fell down because Jesus died on the cross. Therefore, it is unnecessary to stay up all night praying about him. Are you getting my point? Now, this is the baseline for every believer. This is what we are supposed to understand. But what is the power of death? I need to now go into that and explain it. Now, I'm going to focus something first of all in our minds. That as believers in Christ Jesus, we are not at all subject to Satan. Satan doesn't have any power over you. His agents don't have any power over you. And it is a jobless experience. Alright? It's an exercise in futility for you to be staying up all night praying against somebody who doesn't have power over you. Are you getting the point I'm making? It's very important. And that's what he says. So in that Luke chapter 10, Jesus now spoke to them. He said, for that reason, because I beheld him fall, and I'm teaching you also, child of God, that Satan has fallen. He said, for that reason, that Luke chapter 10, I give you power over serpents and scorpions and every work of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do you understand the point I'm making? Now this truth is very, very important. That believers should please, because you see, I said something the other time, that you see, When you give the devil attention, he gives your life direction. Now, what happens is that when you focus on that which doesn't exist, you are wasting time. Time you should have spent concerning that which should have affected your life positively. Therefore, the time we are supposed to spend, for example, studying the word of God and giving God thanks, we spend it focusing on enemies that don't exist. Are you getting my point? Therefore, we are shortchanged. We lose out. Now, what should I have done with such a time? Even if I want to keep up at night, Satan shouldn't be what I will be doing. Are you getting my point? What should I be doing? I should spend the time meditating on the word of God and giving thanks and asking God to reveal. Now, listen, God will reveal to you that which is inferior to his standards in your life, and you confess that out of yourself. Are you getting my point? You acknowledge the truth, and God fills you with knowledge, and that is what helps you. Do you understand the point I'm making? Now, there was a scripture we read in which the Bible said that Satan accused, is an accuser of the brethren. We explained that. And that's one thing I want to bring out, which will help us talking about this power of death. Because we read from Revelation chapter 12, it said, the accuser of the brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them before our God day and night. Now, what I want to talk about briefly is that issue of accuser of the brethren. Because there's something that happens. The Bible says that God is a just God. I discussed this thing in some details in my book, By Faith, Acquire Life. Trying to explain a particular principle there. God is a just God, we know. And though he's loving, but he's still just. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, when Satan accuses people, do you understand? And he accuses them correctly. At the end of the day, what happens is that God has no option but to rule against the people that Satan has accused before him. What am I explaining? That now we understand the baseline. We are not inferior to the devil. It doesn't have power over us as children of God. But there is something that we must know. We must not play into his hands. Do you understand the point I'm making? And that's why I said you don't spend your energy praying against the devil. You spend your energy studying God's word and praying so as to fine-tune your relationship with God so that you don't play into the hands of Satan. I'll explain what I mean by playing into the hands of the devil. Many years ago, I listened to a message by the great man of God who has died now. His name is Derek Prince. Derek Prince talked about what he calls Satan's traps. And what did he mean by Satan's traps? He was describing certain things that people do that exposes them to affliction by the devil. Now, please get what I'm trying to say here. That is, even though you have been delivered, all right? If you ever saw this movie, Lion King, there's a particular scene in that movie in which the little Simba and his little friend decided to go and investigate one part of the land they did not know. And they fell into, they entered into the den of the hyenas. And then the hyenas said that, do you know what we do to kings that step out of their kingdom? And the little boy said, you can't do anything to me. I remember that Zazu turned to the little boy and said, technically, they can. We are on their land. Now, that's ritual truth. That is, yes, I am a child of God. Satan is beneath me. But one thing I don't do is go out of the territory that God has placed me upon. There was something God told the children of Israel. He mapped their land for them and said, don't go into the land of the Edomites. I haven't given that one to you. He said, if you drink their water, pay for it. Don't annoy them. The reason is simple. I have not given their land to you. I'm bringing out something. Now, what Satan tries to do is to bait the people of God out from the place of their security. Are you getting my point? So that they will not come into territories where you will not have power over them. And how does he do that? Satan has only one power over the children of God. I won't really say over them. That's one power he uses against them. And that is the power of temptation. When Jesus was born, after Jesus had been trained, the Bible said, by obedience, through suffering, he learned obedience. And he was pleasing to God. And God declared, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And Satan realized there was nothing he could do to this son of God at this particular point in time. So what did he do? He came up to him to try and beat him, to tempt him out of the place of his security. So after he had finished fasting and praying, Satan came up to him and said, turn these stones to bread. You know the rest of the story. And he refused, quoting the scriptures, saying that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of the Lord shall man live. Then he told him, all right, come on, jump down. And then, because the scripture, here you want to quote the Bible, I can quote it too. The scripture said that you will not let your foot dash against the stone. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He said, all right, bow before me and I will give you all these kingdoms. Now, I'm bringing out an issue here. What happens is Satan was trying to bait him. This was somebody he didn't have power over. This was somebody who was beholding him fall from heaven. This was somebody that he had tried and he couldn't get. He found out that indeed the hedge of God was around him like it was around Job. Several times they tried to kill Jesus, they did not succeed. Why? Because death is never an accident. It's not even because somebody doesn't like you. It is because God says it is time for you to die. Are you getting the point I'm going to make? Now, because God has so protected him, Satan said, this is the only thing that we can do. Let us tempt him. If he falls for our temptation, are you getting my point? Then he comes under our power. And that is when he has power over anybody. Listen to what I'm saying. What the Bible says Satan had was the power of death. And the wages of sin is what? Is death. What he uses to get you, listen to this, is the sin that you commit. I said, why do you spend your energy for that which is not bread? Listen, what are you supposed to do as a child of God? Not spend all night praying against the devil. Listen, what you are supposed to do is to fine-tune your walk with God and walk in righteousness at all times. What Satan is trying to do is to bait you out of the place of security that God has placed you in. I hope you are following the point I'm making. And how does he do it? Through temptation. And this day, people are still falling for the temptation of the devil. I always say something that people, you see, that's why we need to shout loud for people to understand. Everything you commit is not about that moment. It's about the hold that Satan gets upon your life. Several times, people... Now, this what I'm saying is absolutely correct. I've seen things like that a lot of times. And because of my understanding, I ask questions once in a while. Sometimes you see a man's house suddenly scatters. And they tell you that this man had a very good home. Now, listen to what I'm going to say. But now, in the last few months or years, he and his wife, they started quarreling. His children are now rebellious. He's having financial problems. Now, I've had several situations in which it became a church matter. You see that man's then going to that white garment church. The particular situation, I'm trying to relate now. This something that really happened was that the man was a police detective, and they went to investigate a case, all right, in this particular white garment church. That was in Lagos. And I cut a long story short. By the time he was through with investigating that case, he had become a slave, listen to me, to the lord of that white garment assembly. He will earn his salary, listen to this, and take all his money to that church. He won't give his wife anything. He won't give his children anything. He won't give them anything. It became a trouble. And somebody told me about it. Now, I couldn't do anything about that case because I couldn't get to talk to any members of the immediate family. But I want to use to teach you something. Then I knew what was going on. To some degree, I said, that man has been bewitched. If you read the scriptures, you see Paul said to the Galatians, he said, oh foolish Galatians, who bewitched you? Now, people can be bewitched. You cast a spell upon somebody, they'll start doing things that they don't even understand why they are doing it. They are suddenly under your power. Listen to me, occultic men, they do it every day. But this is what I'm trying to explain. They can't just do it to just anybody they want. This is what I'm trying to explain. What they do is that you have to open a door. They tempt people. Now, what happened to that man? I don't know all the details of that case, but I can tell you something. This was what happened to him. He went in there. He came to investigate a case. Are you getting my point? And you know how one or two things would have happened. And I think the second one is more likely to have happened. But they started begging him and trying to bribe him. They bribed him with money and food and stuff like that. And most importantly, they bribed him with a woman. Listen, sexual immorality, especially for married men, is the number one way Satan enters their home. Get what I'm saying? Listen, what I'm saying is very, very true. A friend of mine is a magistrate. One day we're discussing, he's a believer, we attended the same fellowship. He said there was a case that was up before his court, where he sits as a magistrate. And then one day, he was in his house, some people came. From one of the parties involved in the case, they came to come and plead with him ahead of his judgment and all of that. And of course, they brought money. Listen to me. He refused the money. Then when they were leaving, they came with a young lady. When they were leaving, they left the lady behind. So he told her, come. Oh, she's not going back with you. They said, no, sir, no. That one is to keep you warm during the night. He said, thank you very much. I'm warm enough as I am. He moved them and all the women out. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen, I understand spiritual things. You know what they were trying to do? Don't take the money, no problem. Sleep with a girl, nobody will find out. Don't worry about that. But do it once they suddenly have a string in your heart. They tug it in every direction. And until you go and confess, and somebody prays for you and breaks that power, that's when people keep on needing deliverance anyhow. Are you getting my point? Listen to me. If you're a man out there, you're listening to me tonight. Listen. Be careful when it comes to sexual immorality. Be careful. And peradventure, you're a married man, you're out there. Your business, in the last 1 year, you don't understand what's been happening. You were not always like this. Your dedication to your family has faltered. And you have prayed. This is what I want to bring out. You have prayed and prayed and prayed. You have gone all night. You have tried to cast out Satan. You have tried. He has refused to cast himself out. Listen to me. Let's tell ourselves the truth. Walk up to your wife and confess your iniquity. You yourself know where it started. It was when you started hanging out with certain friends and they introduced you to certain women. That was where your problems began. People talk about witches, witches, witches. I said most witches don't go to covens. They go to fine hotels. They drive flashy cars. They are very beautiful women. And they don't even know they are witches. Please get what I'm saying. That is, even they don't understand the work they are doing. You watch movies. They say, he took a part of the man's organ. He took a part of the man's hair. They don't need to. Oh, that one is story. It's film. The real one doesn't need to do anything. Because these things are spiritual. The Bible says that he that joins himself to a harlot is one body with her. Are you getting my point? That is, if I go home, I want to move my leg. You get my point? I can use my hands to move my leg because we are one body. Do you follow what I'm saying? So the girl goes home and moves the man. That is when she can go before an occultic man and say, Chief has not been giving me money. And the man says, all right, no problem. How much do you want from Chief? I want to give him 1 million naira every other month. And Chief will do one concussion for her and it will work. Until people will be praying. His children will be praying. They don't understand. Chief slept with a girl and he has not confessed. You want deliverance, my friend, don't go to church. Go to your wife. All this crappy deliverance. Let me tell you, they have deceived you. After all, you have been given offering in the place of your deliverance. Have you not? That's why you have not been delivered. Because the man who's trying to deliver you, all he's collecting is your money. He hasn't told you the truth. Go home, kneel down and beg your wife, I'm sorry. I will never do it again. Listen to me. Instantly, that power of that Satan is broken. I told you, people exercise themselves in things that are not important. Do you understand my point? The things that don't work. Such a man can pray all night. He said, they have healed the hearts of the daughters of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. They say, it is well, it is well. God said, it is not well. The hook that girl sent into your heart is still there. She's still tugging you to and fro. How will I break it? Tell your wife. The prayer you pray is that God, give her the heart to forgive me. The prayer you pray is that God, please, I will not do it again. Strengthen me. Confess it. That power is broken instantly. I've heard all kinds of, in fact, listen to me, this is how it happens almost all the time. When you see a man suddenly change direction, his head is not correct again, and one woman is controlling him, ask yourself, just don't even ask. No, he slept with that girl. Listen, I need to emphasize some things to people. Stop seeing temptation for sin as whether I will be caught or I will not be caught. Every time you fall for it, Satan catches you. Every time you fall for sin, Satan does what? He catches you. He is the accuser of the brethren. He now rises up before the courts of heaven and says, this one, I have power over him. That was why Satan didn't come into the garden to come and fight anybody. Satan didn't come to the Garden of Eden to fight anybody. He came to tempt. Obey me. That is where we start from. Interesting enough, after the woman obeyed him, he wasn't satisfied. That's not where he was going. That's not the head of the home. Listen, sometimes you look at people. People think that in life, you just wake up and make up your mind. This is what I want to do. This is what I will not do. Listen to me. In life, you don't have that power. You have the power to make small, small choices. You are a big man. You have become successful. You have entered government office. Now you are rich. Listen, let me warn you ahead of time. All the girls that start offering you themselves to you, they think they are looking for your money. Satan is looking for how to control you. Yes, men think it's just about money. I can afford it. How much is it? Now buy her one Tokumbo car. She will give you anything. They don't understand that they are using their money to sell a... Oh God. They are using that money, all right, to scatter away their liberty. That's why when you read Proverbs chapter 5, God said it like this. He said, let your fountain be blessed. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad? the substance of your life, why should it be scattered on the streets? He said, let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. Because when you have relationship with the one you are in covenant with, you become more powerful. You don't become weaker. Read it now. That's Proverbs chapter 5. He said, let your fountain be blessed. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. A lot of men have scattered. They think it's about enjoyment. Listen to me. That is why it's called temptation. If it doesn't sound like enjoyment, it wouldn't be temptation. But when people have understanding, Satan came to Jesus Christ and said, bow to me, I'll give you anything. And Satan, Jesus looked at him and said, do I look like an idiot? The Bible says you are a servant, you are a slave to the person that you obey. Yeah, you give me everything, I now use it to serve you. That's the thing. You give me everything, I use it to serve you. That's another thing you understand. That's why men, listen to me. If a man enters the occult to get money, he does no longer have any control over his life. He doesn't. The people, even Englishman said it. He who pays the piper dictates the tune. Let me preach my message of hope to you. That all those powers can be broken in Christ Jesus. That is the power of confession. Once you go before God and you confess your sins, the Bible said he is faithful, all right, and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. What does it mean by unrighteousness? The power that those people have over you, causing you to do their desires. Satan gives you money, you don't have a choice. You will corrupt small girls. It's part of his agenda. In life, you have to follow somebody's agenda. And I'm calling everybody to follow God's agenda. No, but listen to me. In life, you are subject to somebody. Even those who say, I don't believe in God, they have believed in the devil by default. Like I always say, you're either one or the other. That's how God did it. You either follow Saul or you follow David. You either follow Esau or you follow Jacob. You're either a prodigal son or you're a serving son. Once you are not a serving son, you're a prodigal son. We don't have to think about it. It comes to you, like we say in computer science, defaultly. It's a default position. Any guy who does not make up his mind to be a serving son is a prodigal son. If you are not serving God's agenda, you are serving the devil's agenda. And that's why Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, listen, it's not a man just make up his mind. I'm going to be a great man for God. He said, if any man purges himself of these things, this useful lust, he will be a vessel unto honor, made ready for the master's use. He can't force the master to use him, but he will be ready that any time the master is ready, he will find me where I am. You can't just get up and say, hey, I'm going to preach a powerful message. Nothing like that. God will say, all right, you know what I want you to do? I'll give you the opportunity. Just tell the truth. Learn to tell the truth. Do you understand my point? You learn to tell the truth. So every time you are given the opportunity, you tell the truth. You don't preach for money. You don't preach for fame. You just tell the truth. God said, fine. He has purged himself of all negative things. Then keep him aside. When we have need, we know where to find him. That's why he said to Timothy, we'll be made ready. What have I said? Satan is not an issue. It's not the problem of the believer. He's not. The problem of the believer is when he falls for the temptations of the devil. I hope you've gotten my point.
We trust that you were blessed by the message. More materials and information about Kingdom Word Ministries are freely obtainable when you visit us at kwm.com.ng or pastorbanky.com. We would like to hear from you on how much this production has blessed you. Please write us at mails@kwm.com.ng or P.O. Box 2273, Enugu, Nigeria.